The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning again. It's Oliver Callan here on my last day filling in for Mr. Tuberty, who is back on Monday. And you know there's damn all left of summer now, and you'll find the late will be coming back and the nights will be drawing in, the puka will be out, and you'll be smelling peat smoke down Bodine's school lunch boxes, hopefully being dusted off and stuffed with hang sandwiches and crisps. Although nowadays probably children eat, quinoa. And kale smoothies. Anyway, it's Friday, so pull up to the wireless and let us know how you are. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. We've an exciting show, I think. We have a great Peter Sellers-related story with the caller. Later on, I'll also be chatting to Kevin Barry, one of the great Irish authors, proud son of Limerick as well. He's the author of City of Bohan, which I think is the Limerick dialect. Bohan, very important, which I'm a mad fan of, and I know lots of people are as well. And more recently, Night Boat to Tangier. So stay with us for that. We'll be talking about The Dark Lies the Island and all sorts of stuff. Now, what curious tidings have we found in the newspapers on this fine day with scattered showers and sunny spells? Well, the Shelburne Hotel is in the papers. And I was actually on a gander through the city centre yesterday, which was unnervingly quiet, especially some of the shops. And I went past the Shelburne and noticed the four statues that I and half the country had never realised were there before, but they seem to be blindingly obvious in their now infamous absence. The Shelburne, in what a lot of people are seeing as an extraordinary act of self-censorship, if we can call it that. They removed the statues that I don't think anyone was calling for. Well, what happened? The Irish Independent on page 3 tells us that they've been given 4 weeks to explain why they removed four statues from outside the front of the building and answer allegations that the move may have breached planning laws. So Dublin City Council are investigating the matter. The statues, which were designed and made in France, are of four women from ancient Africa, two of whom appear to be shackled. But considerable debate has raged as to whether they actually depict slaves. See, the hotel decided to take this action, saying that it was related or in light of the Black Lives Matter movement. A copy of the catalogue from which they were ordered does not refer to them as slaves. And the argument has been put forward that their supposed shackles are nothing more than decorative anklets. I know the Irish Georgian Society have complained, among others, including Michael McDougall, who severely criticised the hotel's actions because, you know, people of Michael McDougall's, the Shelburne and what they do to the facade is the most important thing, you know. And there must be a division in certain circles, you know, whether you're a Shelburne type or a Merion Hotel type. I think the Merion is kind of, you know, the horsey people, and the Shelburne might be the sort of place where people might wear stuff made out of horses. Can we say that? We can. By the way, I noticed the thing in the city centre yesterday, lots of very dodgy moustaches around the place. That's the thing, because early lockdown obviously was people cutting their own hair, so fellas had that sort of Kim Jong-un look, you know, it was sort of a number one on the side and just the mop on top. So now moustaches. I blame Narcos for that. I mean, Willie O'Dea must be very upset.
You know, I had a lovely moustache there now. It was the cream of society. You know, every fella has a feckin' moustache. By the kid.
Another Limerick reference already, and it's barely 9:10. What else is going on? Cameron Diaz is all over the papers. The Irish Daily Mail, she's there. She says, I finally found peace after turning my back on Hollywood. 6 years after her last movie, didn't think it was that long. The 47-year-old, who amassed an estimated 110 million euro fortune as one of Hollywood's most bankable stars, says retirement, it's put in inverted commas here now, retirement has brought the peace that she has craved. She reflected on her decision to step back from the limelight in a candid video interview with Gwyneth Paltrow for her Goop brand. Miss Diaz, who made her film debut, did know this, as a 21-year-old opposite Jim Carrey in The Mask in 1994. You know, the really annoying, loud, crass film. Anyway, her last film was unfortunately a remake of Annie, 2014. Her last, in inverted commas. The interesting thing about that story is that she's chatting away to Gwyneth Paltrow, and they're promoting basically Cameron Diaz's wine brand, which is what all the lot of celebrities are getting into wine. It's a clean wine, she's calling it, free from additives. Well, it'll clean your insides, that's for sure. Although wine experts say it's just a marketing fad. basically. But anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow has also said in the same interview, she said that the term she used when she was separating from Chris Martin of Coldplay, she used the term conscious uncoupling, and everybody rolled their eyes and said, oh my God, what are they at? So she's now kind of apologised for it. I say kind of because she says it was a bit full of itself, the comment. That's in the Irish Daily Star, if you want to read all about that. By the way, speaking of actors or actresses who have decided to retire from film, there's a whole list of them. Daniel Day-Lewis famously retired, of course, 3 years ago. Sean Connery did the same thing in 2006. He's 90 years old, by the way, this month. What a career he's had. He won an Oscar and he has a castle, so why would you bother filming? I think one of the most striking ones was Jack Gleeson. He's an Irish actor. He played King Joffrey from Game of Thrones and he was amazing. He was the best thing about Game of Thrones in those early seasons. And so he's in the biggest TV show in the world. He said, no, it's not for me. I don't really like this. So what are you going to do now? I'm going to study philosophy in Trinity. All right. And Aidan Gillen just carried on. Of course he carried on in Game of Thrones, whispering in a strange Dublin accent. And then he was Charlie High, in which he also whispered in the same accent the way through. He did that the odd time. So it was kind of high-esque. Are you one of the people who actually looks at birthdays in the papers? Found myself doing that all the time and found myself doing this morning. David Duchovny, do you remember the lad from The X-Files? He was Fox Mulder. The truth is out there. He's 60 years old today. So, and he's American, so he's not quite old enough to run for president. You have to be at least late 70s, don't you, to run for president over there? But he's 60, Fox Mulder, which puts him the same age as Micheál Martin, you might know, is the job-sharing Taoiseach. And also a fan of rhubarb. It's not commonly realised about Micheál Martin. Loves rhubarb. You can kind of know to look at him. He'd grow his own rhubarb and talk about it a lot. You know, rhubarb is very good. You know, it's one of those Irish fruits you have to boil with 1,000 kilos of sugar so you can actually taste it. Now, dogs are going to save the world, apparently. This is a coronavirus story. So look away now if you don't want to know the outcome of the pandemic, because dogs could end it. Yes, dogs could sniff out COVID and speed up testing. Of course, according to the Times in London, scientists are calling for volunteers in northwest England to take part in a trial to identify the smells that are unique to COVID-19 infection, because there's obviously a fair cluster up in northwest England. They've got a local lockdown up there. So they want to see, can dogs smell the illness? The hope is their sensitive noses will be able to spot the signs of coronavirus without the need for laboratory testing. Dogs could then offer a means of mass screening at airports and in hotspots. So you'd have a dog, you'll have one for the cocaine sniffing dog to detect it now, not to, you know, have a party at the airport. And then you'll have the COVID-19 sniff. It's great jobs for dogs. Dogs and robots basically going to take all of the human jobs. Now, we know in this country that house parties, people are upset about house parties, particularly down around UCC in early lockdown. And they're causing problems not only in Ireland, but also in Los Angeles. The Guardian tells us LA house parties could face water and power shutoffs. This is one way to stop those house parties. The LA mayor has announced a crackdown on house parties, authorising the city to shut off water and power to homes that host events, following reports of hundreds of people gathering in violation of COVID-19 regulations. These house parties have essentially become nightclubs in the hills. That's a good soundbite, isn't it? Eric Garcetti. He's saying these events have become super spreaders because bars and nightlife is shut down. And what's the point in making those businesses suffering when it all just goes to house parties? Now, of course, they are something of a different order in LA. Mulholland Drive is a place, as well as a David Lynch film. There was a big party on there, a pool party. Helicopter news footage showed a DJ on a balcony with hundreds of people crowded around a pool, nobody wearing masks, nobody keeping distance, a food truck, loads of people congregating around that, dozens of cars. And at the end of the party, there was a shooting where somebody died and two people wounded. We haven't reached that scale, but house parties, bad. Bad, bad house parties. Down house parties will be, that's what the dog will be saying to us. Dare I mention climate change? Yes, I will. Because in Italy, homes are being evacuated over the risk of the glacier at Mont Blanc collapsing because there's a massive heat wave in Europe at the moment. And they've evacuated people in Italy's Aosta Valley after a renewed warning that a huge portion of the glacier is at risk of collapse. This happens every now and again, actually, in the Alps. 65 people, 50 tourists as well, have all been removed. Roads have been closed. Pedestrians have been told, don't go near the place, no hiking. The glacier has been at risk of collapsing since 2013, but because of the heavy, the high temperatures they're suffering at the moment, that's going on. And the glacier, saw it last year, actually. It's a miserable grey-looking sight at the minute. Saw it in the summer 2 years ago, actually. And it used to reach the town of Chamonix, which a lot of people might be familiar with. And in a few decades, it's basically retreated 2 kilometres. 2 kilometres have melted it away. And that's the kind of sad thing. By the way, Britain is expecting its hottest day on record today, up to 38 degrees in the southeast of the country. We're not getting any of it. We'd be glad of it when you hear 38 degrees. So lots of problems there. And at the same time, there are floods and high winds in Mumbai. In Iraq the other week, it was 51 degrees. And but we'll still get texts from people who say climate change isn't real and humans didn't cause it. It was caused by the dogs, probably. But 97% of scientists don't agree. What's going on with the other 3%? They're sponsored by fossil fuels, some of them. Tourism is a big thing, but this is something I didn't expect. The Irish Examiner tells us that the a Cork tour operator is inundated with requests to see the ghost ship, the Ballycotton ghost ship. It's called the MV Alta. It washed ashore on the Cork coast during a storm almost 6 months ago. Yeah. Ballycotton Sea Adventures say they've been blown away by the demand for tours to view it. 6 trips to the wreck last Monday were sold out within minutes of being advertised. There's a fascination about the wreck and people do want to see it, says the firm's general manager, Skipper Alan Cott. We've had hundreds of people coming down here when it was first washed ashore in February. People traipsing along the cliff walk. Some not really sure where they were going, what they were doing, because it can be a dangerous place. And they've told people, stay away, don't try to board the thing. But people just want to look at it. And I presume Ballycotton Sea Adventures, you can see it from the sea. So there's an incredible demand for that. And there is a fascination about ghost ships. I remember there was, wasn't a Russian cargo vessel that was just abandoned and it was looked like it was heading towards Ireland and there was nothing on it but rats. And it sounded like the plot of a film, and whoever gets hold of these things becomes the owner. But they are very expensive, and they were expensive for Cork County Council, which had to oversee the major cleanup operation that involved helicopter airlifting almost 80 barrels of oil and pollutants from the ship. Pretty scary stuff. By the way, is Halloween cancelled? The LA Times is asking that. Less than 3 months before the annual celebration of all things ghoulish and creepy, many Halloween festivities have either been cancelled or dramatically altered. In America, obviously, it's huge. It's big for theme parks, trick-or-treat festivals and all that. So it may not be happening this year. And probably some of it may be no harm because there's a lot of tat, a lot of plastics and stuff that, and decorations get thrown out and rebought every year because they've just become so cheap, haven't they? Now, on the subject of the books, I was talking about Kevin Barry earlier on. This is some good news. A new title is being launched today. It's called Go, Johnny, Go. It's written by RTÉ journalist Paul O'Flynn. And he worked with, this is the interesting bit, he worked with Dyslexia Ireland. So he's produced a book for kids who are reluctant readers. It's a wonderful idea. So it's about Go, it's about Johnny Sexton. He's the Johnny in Go, Johnny, Go. And it tells a story about how the Leinster star dreamed of playing for Ireland one day, but at the time there was no opening. With Ronan O'Gara, Raj in the position, you know, Raj there, yeah, he just wouldn't go. And that was a position that Johnny Sexton craved. And the rest is an exciting tale of history. So if you've, you know, little people in your life who are not into reading yet, and you know that it could benefit from opening that whole universe, if only they could, this might be the key that might unlock that door. It's for anyone aged 7 to 12, but it's written in a way to encourage those reluctant readers, especially the boys who tend not to read as much as the girls. So you can pre-order that, Go Johnny Go, at eason.ie or Amazon. It's out on September 4th. Fair play to Paul O'Flynn and everyone involved there, Gill Books and Dyslexia Ireland. So that's good news. What else is good? Yes, the Daily Telegraph has a big image of Boris Johnson, who is tackling obesity, actually, in the UK at the moment. And he's lifting weights. In a way, I'd say a lot of personal trainers and gym people are going, no, that's not what you do. And he's, yes, we're going to take on obesity. We're going to save the world. He says, it's very, very important we get the schools back in September. That'll be very important for getting our economy moving again. Now, this is it's tough for me because I may have to change my Boris Johnson catchphrase, Tempus Ipso Facto Chipsticks Quavers. Tempus Rye Vita.
Weetabix Maximus. Or Weetabix. Weetabix, yes, indeed. With skimmed milk. Yes, yes. Good old Boris. Hey, good old Bojo. He'll be back on the chips in no time, don't worry. What else is going on? Do we have time? Ah, we've time for one more because I was looking at, we were talking about ghost ships and everything, and some of those cruises, they sound like a horror story. Remember all those people? Was it the Diamond Princess was the horror vessel with a huge outbreak of cases? A lot of people died actually in that, and nobody would let cruise liners dock around the world, and they were floating and people were scared. Well, the first Alaskan cruise of the season has had to turn back. They had high hopes that this would restart the cruise industry over there in the US, but there was one person tested positive and the whole thing, literally a few hours out to sea, gone. And I've heard during the week concerns in Ireland that the cruise industry here won't recover until 2023. It sounds like a film. It sounds like a Blade Runner film, which is very bad news, of course, in Cove especially, because they get 100 liners a year there and they're particularly reliant. And I'm sure the Blarney Castle, because a lot of those cruise liners just go straight to kiss the Blarney Stone. And that's going to be way out of fashion, kissing the Blarney Stone. Anyway, get in touch with us. It's 51551. That's the text. You can email ryan@rte.ie. It's nearly 9:20. Good morning.